before, and I'm going to say it again. Feelings are fickle. Feelings are fickle. We cannot base our faith on our feelings. We base our faith on facts. What are the facts? The facts are Jesus Christ came to save sinners, of whom I'm chief, and he shed his precious blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for me. And I cannot base my faith on my fickle feelings. Good morning, Troy Scharborough. You're quick on the draw this morning. Morning, this Saturday morning. Our feelings are fickle. But we have to remind ourselves that we can't base our faith on how we feel. Sometimes I don't feel like broadcasting in the mornings. Sometimes I don't have the energy. I don't have the stamina. But my stamina and my energy from a spiritual standpoint does not come from my feelings. So many people, myself included, oftentimes rely on our feelings. We are told in Joshua 1:18 to be strong and of good courage. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:1. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. That would be me. That would be me this morning. I don't have a lot of strength. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:26, Isaiah 40:29 through 31. You know, if God be for us, who can be against us? The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Through thee we will push down our enemies. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Arise therefore and be doing, and the Lord be with thee. Romans 8:31, 1 Chronicles 22:16. Our feelings are fickle. You know, so many people base their faith on their feelings. I don't feel good. I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel this. I don't feel that. Well, the Holy Spirit is given to us as a comforter. Christ said, if I go away, I will send another comforter to you. And he did he not? He sent us the Comforter. The Comforter guides us into all truth. And so when our feelings are failing us, the Holy Spirit will build us up. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be focused on thee. For I know in myself there's nothing good in me. But I know that you died to save me from sin and death. You became the perfect sacrifice, and through your blood, God's conditions were met. So with my words and thoughts, may I ever thankful be and express to the world what you mean to me. For I had no hope at all until your Holy Spirit breathed your breath of life into this dead man and saved me for eternity. Oh, what suffering you went through when you died upon the cross, separated from your Father, so my soul would not suffer loss. Thanksgiving and praise I must forever proclaim and honor and worship your majestic name. Why you showed mercy and grace to the likes of me, an undeserving wretch worthy of only hell, but with your abounding love for which I cannot tell. You gave your Son for me on the rugged tree to grant eternal life for a sinner like me. Thank you for paying the ultimate sacrifice and giving this sinner everlasting life. Yes, our feelings are fickle, especially if you or I have gone through an illness and it sapped our energy from our bodies. But, you know, we have to go back to the reality that grace is the fountain from which springs faith. It is our foundation from which our lips sing His praise. It is our anchor amid the storm. It is our comfort when we are forlorn. Grace is our sustainer when we are hard-pressed with the burdens coming over us and bringing us distress. Grace is God's answer to us, showing us His love and His smile. And grace will finally bring us to eternity after a while. Feelings are fickle, my friends. Welcome aboard all of those who have joined us on YouTube and Facebook, and will see this on our other platforms later. I hope you have a good weekend this weekend. And we have to remind ourselves that we cannot go by our feelings. The Spirit of the Lord is our strength and our guide. He is the one who we rely upon, not upon ourselves. I wrote a poem one time. Let's see if I can find it here. It talks about feelings, you know. We have to realize that we're living in a fallen world. We're living around a bunch of reprobates. Those who are not trusting in the grace of God. And we're set apart by God. We are special people. We have been adopted into His family. Have you ever had a trial so big and difficult that it felt like to you it was a personal assault, and you could find no relief? It was pressing in so hard, you were just considering just throwing in the cards. The trial had gone on with no relief. It was as if you had been fried in a skillet of hot grease. If the burner was turned down, you might endure. But instead, it was getting hotter and hotter for sure. What is the answer to this bitter fate? Should we get all angry and be filled with rage and hate? Or should we escape into an isolated cocoon and stay there at morning, evening, and noon? The answer is to go to the rock. He always cares for His precious flock. His name is Jesus Christ, the living Son of God, the only answer, as in this vale of tears we trod. He is the hope for us when we are weary, teary, and blue. He cares. He understands. He'll make a way for you. He knows His people's hearts, their strains and tribulations. That's why He's given us eternal salvation. So when we get so low our faith seems to be shaking, we to our Lord should all our problems be taking. He will sustain us and hold us up, for He is drunk from the most bitter cup. The cup of God's wrath poured out upon Him when He was without even one sin. He bore our sins upon the cruel tree so that we would live with Him eternally. Some people get very lonely. I'm sure they're very lonely during this time when they are being isolated. I have rental. In their homes. They can't go to work. Have you ever been so lonely and bored out of your mind? Seemed that life was meaningless if you could only find someone to talk to, something to do. Life was getting blasé and really old for you. Each day you awake with another day of gray. If there was just someone to talk to, something new today. But it's the same old them and the same old you. Now you realize why the song was written, Love is Blue. Then all of a sudden, you hear a flutter in the trees. A squirrel has found a walnut kicking in the breeze. Next you hear a robin singing on the lawn and a puppy barking and see a baby fawn. You then hear a baby cackling and a child laughing too. Then you realize life's not so boring around you. Wake up and smell the coffee. God has created all things. If you'll stop and look around you, all of earth His praises sing. From now on, don't be so sad and gray. Don't be so ever blue. Thank your Heavenly Father for making all things new. Well, I hope that you'll be encouraged this morning and help. My reminder to everyone this morning is feelings are fickle. Let's not trust in our feelings. Let's trust in the immutable, never-changing love of God that He's given to His people. Realizing that it's not our faith, it's the faith of Christ. You know, Christ never fails. Christ is always there. Underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. And so, when we're put through the trials and the tests of life, it's evidence that we're one of God's elect. If we're in Christ, we're going to suffer persecution, are we not? I still haven't found that little poem I wanted to read on feelings. I'm still looking for it. Maybe I'll run into it here in a minute. But feelings are fickle. We have to go back to the Word of God for our instruction. God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that He has died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. That His death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ. This was His ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it is finished. It never has to be replenished. Is there not a balm in Gilead for the heart that is oppressed? Is there not a holy comforter that will give his people rest? Is there not a heavenly breeze that will come from above to cool the fevered brow of the one bent so very low? Is there not a bleeding lamb that has all our sorrows took? Is there not a faithful shepherd who gathers his wayward lambs? Is there not refreshing water sent from the great I Am? Yes, there is a balm in Gilead, and a heavenly breeze will blow to cool the fevered brow of the lamb that's bent so low. Yes, there is a faithful shepherd, and his refreshing waters will flow to the discouraged soul. Master, I plead that you would not tarry too long. For I am very weak and really not that strong. If left to my own devices, I would perish suddenly. Master, please don't tarry. Come and rescue me. Master, please don't tarry, or I would be cast down. My sins would overtake, and I'd be laid to the ground. Master, please don't tarry. Come to my help and stay close beside me in the morning. Yes, at the break of day. Thank you, Master, for not waiting. You were there all the time. Even though this wayward child's eyes are often blind, you told me underneath me were your everlasting arms, to hold me and sustain me and protect me from all harms. Thank you, loving Master, for letting me see your loving arms are open and always holding me. Lord, my soul longs for you. How I long for a cool cup of water that will quench my spiritual thirst. Christ gives that living water. It never runs dry. He bought me with his blood. I'm the apple of his eye. When I'm in need of comfort and I'm in need of care, I cry out to my Abba Father, and he is always there. When friends and family forsake me, I can always know that my precious loving Savior, how he loves me, is replacing me where the cool waters flow. Well, I'm glad that we have the Word of God. I'm glad we have the Holy Spirit comforting us. And when we see the world around us and what it's participating in, I've entitled this poem, Lot Was Vexed. Lot was vexed while in Sodom. We're in Sodom too. Are we vexed like Lot was? Do we abhor evil too? Or are we drawn away of our own lust and enticed? God help us in the midst of all this vice. Turn our eyes to you, we pray this day, and then our thoughts and minds will be on you. Turn us, and we will be turned. You make all things new. Give us a hatred for sin and cause us to run from it. Give us your continued grace and mercy so that in heavenly places we can sit. Let us not be conquered by sin and death and hell. Let us cry out to you when we are weak and our flesh is foul. Only you can give us victory over prevailing sin and cause us to walk in truth until the very end. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Even in the midst of Babylon, in God we only trust. Well, I hope this morning this finds you not trusting in our fickle feelings, but trusting in the completed work of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I hope that this has been some encouragement this morning to think on what Christ has done. When we think on what Christ has done for us, it was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that His Father would choose me to be predestinated into adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from His kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my will, but Christ that showed mercy, and He did fulfill all that His Father required. Christ said, "Peace, be still." Everything's not coming up roses. Some people have a distorted view of the world. Everything's coming up roses. They're in the Optimist Club. They deny sin and evil and the fall of man and concoct a false reality and in deception exalt Satan. Even when the roses come up, they are full of thorns. Such is life in this world of sin. Christ suffered grievously and was the rose of Sharon. The Word of God tells us that if we are in Christ, we will suffer persecution. So if you think everything's coming up roses, you may not be a recipient of this salvation. We are often exhorted by others to be encouraged. Where does courage and encouragement come from? It certainly does not come from us. Encouragement comes from the source of all things, and in Christ we should only trust. If we trust in ourselves to keep ourselves encouraged, we will ultimately only be discouraged. For in Him we live and move and have our very being. So our Creator and Redeemer, Savior, will our encouragement bring. Well, I'm still looking for that poem on feelings. Before I end, hopefully I can find it. There was a time in my life where I was writing a lot of poetry. I haven't been writing recently. And it just seemed like, here it is. Here it is. This is called Feelings. I thought the good Lord would lead it to me before we ended this time we have together. Feelings. Sometimes I don't feel like writing or doing anything at all. I rather feel like sitting in a chair with my face against the wall. My feelings I cannot trust, and they often cause me pain. And most certainly my feelings cannot an entrance gain into eternal bliss with my Savior and my King. If I'm trusting in my feelings, this will no comfort bring. I should be trusting in the One who purchased eternal life for me. Trusting in my feelings only brings uncertainty. So the next time I start feeling bad about this or start feeling bad about that, Lord, let me see Jesus who sits on the throne of heaven, but while here on earth they in your face spat. I'm glad you did not go by your feelings, but shed your blood for me so that I would go to glory to live with you eternally. Well, I hope that we're not trusting in our feelings, but we're trusting in the completed work of Jesus Christ. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.
Mm-hmm.